नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अपद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, entitled Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with the Kumaras, text number 49. Vainyas. I hope that's right. Okay. Tu Duryo Mahatam Sangstidyat. Sangstidyatyatma 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 Shikshaya Aptakamam
Aptakamam
Ivatmanam
Mena
Atmani Avastitaha Vainyas tu Duryo Mahatam Vainyas tu Duryo Mahatam Sangstidyat Yatma Shikshaya Sangstidyat Yatma Shikshaya Aptakamam Ivatmanam Aptakamam Ivatmanam Menatmanya Vyavastitaha Menatmanya Vastitaha Vainyastu Duryo Mahatam Sangstidyatyatma Shikshaya Aptakamam Ivatmanam Menatmanya Vastita. Vainyaha, the son of Vena Maharaj, or Prithu. Tu, of course, Duryaha, the chief, Mahatam, of great personalities, Sangstitya, being completely fixed, Adhyatma, Shikshaya, in the matter of self-realization, Apta, achieve. Kamam, desires. Eva, like. Atmanam, in self-satisfaction. Mene, considered. Atmani, in the self. Avastitaha, situated. Translation. Amongst great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was the chief, and by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. He remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. Responsibly, please repeat.
Amongst great personalities,
Maharaj Prithu was the chief. By virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment, he remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Remaining fixed in devotional service gives one the utmost in self-satisfaction. Actually, self-satisfaction can be achieved only by pure devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to desire, he is fully satisfied with himself. Similarly, a devotee who has no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. Everyone is hankering after peace of mind and self-satisfaction. But these can only be achieved by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. King Prithu's statements in previous verses regarding his vast knowledge and perfect devotional service are justified here, for he is considered best amongst all Mahatmas. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Sri Krishna speaks of Mahatmas in this way. Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. If anybody's feeling exhausted or exhaustible and they want to take rest, classroom's not a good place to do it. The Mahatmas are not under the clutches of the illusory energy, but are under the protection of the spiritual energy. Because of this, the real Mahatma is always engaged in devotional service of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj exhibited all the symptoms of a Mahatma. Therefore, he is mentioned in this verse as Duryo Mahatma, best of the Mahatmas. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every morning, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are exposed to all of the greatest Mahatmas. We get an idea of their life, their qualities, their characteristics, so that we can also try to emulate, follow in their footsteps. Mahajanoyena gatha sapantaha. Maharaj Prithu, he is described here as the chief of great personalities, and In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna wants to know the qualifications, therefore. He asked Krishna, Stita Pragyasya Kavasha Samadhi Stasya Keshava Stita Di Kim Prabhajeta Kim Asita Prajeta Kim. How does he walk? How does he talk? What are his characteristics? Not really does he walk with a waddle, or does he walk fast or slow? That's not the point. The point is, how does he do everything in relationship to Krishna, in relationship to the ultimate goal in life? Although 100 years is not a long time in the context of, say, 100,000 years in Satya Yuga, or 10,000 in Treta, or 1,000 in Dwapar, 100 years in Kali Yuga is not a long time, and we don't even live that long. That's if you're very fortunate. Mostly the average is around 60, 65, something like that. And that's in America. In other countries, it's much less, where they don't have access to good nutrition, or they're exposed to DDT, which we sent to Asia after we rejected it. So it's not a long life, and yet still, because we're not getting the satisfaction we want, even a moment seems like 12 years or more, because we're not in Krishna consciousness in general in this age. Therefore, time does seem to slow down. But Arjuna is asking, what are the characteristics? How does a person, given this position within the body, what does he do with his time? Ultimately, all we have in our lives really is our time. And the only important thing is, what are we going to do with our time? That'll make the difference between success and failure. Time management, or life management. So Krishna answers, when a man gives up all varieties of sense desire which arise from mental concoction, sankalpa and vikalpa, the mind is constantly searching out opportunities for sense gratification, and chewing the chewed, and when there's nothing left, spitting it out and accepting something else, accepting and rejecting. And in this way, brahmanda brahmite upariyada, we go up and down, we wander throughout the universe. We don't surrender to Krishna. Intuitively, we know in our hearts, our conscience tells us, we should surrender to God. A child can understand that there's someone in charge. It's not hard to understand. The most powerful argument for the existence of God is this, one of the most simple arguments. Design. There's a design, there must be a designer. There's a city, and things are happening. Lights are coming on at night. Street lights are working, this, that. There must be some type of city council, a mayor. You may not have met him, but in principle you can understand there is some intelligent being in charge. And therefore, you have to try to use your life to know something about that supreme personality or person in charge, controller. If you don't, then as Cecil B. DeMille said, we cannot break the laws of God. We can only break ourselves against the laws of God. The laws of God are there, whether you know it or not. Time acts irrespective of whether you believe in life after death, irrespective of whether you believe in reincarnation, you believe in the soul, you believe in spiritual life, whether you do or not, you're going to get a result, because the laws are acting both in the material world and in the spiritual world. So Maharaj Prithu, a great personality, has achieved peace of mind because his mind is absorbed constantly, satatam kirtayantomam. His mind is absorbed in constant glorification, constant searching or praising, not really searching, he's found. We're searching after the absolute truth. But effort must be there. Some effort, constant effort must be there. And we have to learn how to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. That in itself is a very big thing. To even take a little shelter is difficult. What to speak of taking complete shelter of the Supreme Lord, trusting his words in the scripture. We don't even trust that the scripture is divine. If we could just accept that the law books, the scriptures, the manual is the manufacturer's manual, and we should follow that. If we just accept that much and try our best to follow, we'll make great progress. But unfortunately, asradadanasya purusha, we are faithless. Don't know why, how we develop such doubting characteristics. Maybe we've been cheated too many times in the past. Or maybe we're cheaters, and therefore we don't trust anyone. Atma van manyate jagat. We're cheaters, we know it in our heart. We want to exploit others, we envy others. We get ahead by putting others down. Therefore we naturally think that everyone, including God and the people who compiled the scriptures, they also have the same mentality. But it doesn't come to anything. We don't get the satisfaction. We don't get the Brahma-Bhuta consciousness, prasannatman, nasochati. We don't become free from hankering. We don't become free from lamentation. And we just go on wasting this life and many lives doing the same thing, and we can't wake up. And sometimes we pray to the Lord. The most amazing thing that I've experienced is that even we're put in a very difficult situation, and we think that this will change us, this will make us more surrendered, but that habit, that stubborn habit of wanting to be the enjoyer is so strong that even after a very powerful experience, still we look for opportunities to not surrender, ways to get out of surrender, ways to regress. A good example, recently many people have been telling me how moving and powerful the experience was while remembering Mother Sunita. I think my first spiritual experience, or I don't know. Anyway, one of them was when I was very young and I went to the funeral of a friend. It was my closest friend, deep friend. We did everything together. And I went for the walk past. They decorate the body and everybody walks by and you pay your last respects to the decorated person. He'd been in a motorcycle accident and, you know, he was completely destroyed. They put him back together again and makeup and nice clothes. And my first reaction when I saw him, I said, that's not him. That's not Michael. That's not him. We have powerful experiences at these functions related to death. But in India, they call that smasham or sangsham, Sanskrit and Hindi. Smasan vairagya. Smasham means the graveyard. In Sanskrit, it's actually sangsham. You go to the graveyard and you see someone being burned. You see the sun going up and cracking the skull. And you have a moving experience and you vow that you'll become more serious in spiritual life. And then as soon as you leave the graveyard, you forget about everything. Back business as usual. So we can only pray a combination of sadhana and kripa. Somehow we have to become siddha. Of course, the disappearance of a devotee, especially one as dedicated and pure as Mother Sunita, is different than the death of 8 or 9 Nepalese royal family. Amazing situation, surrounded by security, surrounded by army, big castle, even a big deity of Nrisimhadev. He had a beautiful deity of Nrisimhadev. I have a photo of it. Beautiful deity, right in the palace. But just like that, bam, 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 one son goes crazy and kills everybody. So it can and will happen to us. And where is our equanimity? Where is our peace of mind? If our minds are not properly engaged, devil's workshop. Somehow or other, it's our responsibility, each and every one of us individually. We rely upon the community for some sort of succor, some sort of support, encouragement, inspiration. But ultimately, each and every one of us individually, it is our responsibility to absorb our mind and senses. in Krishna's service. And we have to plan like that. There was a famous Benjamin Franklin. Anybody heard of him? Anyway, he said, if you're failing to plan your spiritual life, if you're failing to plan, then you're planning to fail. So we have to have some plan for our complete life, what we're going to do with this life and how we're going to get stronger, how we're going to become fixed, stitta pragya, how we're going to enter into samadhi in Krishna's service. Because there are so many variables that will, Bhaktivinoda said, miche mayar boshe yaccha beshe kaccha habu duvai. It's just incredible how we are tossed about in the waves of Maya. It's amazing. You make a determination to do something and so many obstacles come in your way and you are kind of helpless. So if your mind is not really fixed, strongly focused by good sadhana and by good association, these things help. But you have to have a desire also, a strong desire in your heart. Utsahan nischayat daryat. You have to be determined. You have to persevere. You have to be determined. And you have to persevere day in, day out, day in, day out. That short life, which becomes long, can't wait. Get out of this place. But it doesn't come any faster. Although time seems to be flying by, but time actually doesn't fly by. Time is simply something that you perceive in your mind. It can go as slowly or as quickly as you desire. Time is steady. It's how you perceive time that makes it appear to go quickly or slowly. So if you're fixed in Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter, jivo va maro va, whether you live or die, you're already transcendental. You're already jivan mukta. You're already liberated. So it doesn't matter. But if you just can't bring yourself to surrender, then at least we should know why. The choice is yours, and you have to make the choice. If you do it in the association of devotees, that's very good. Or if you go up on top of a mountain and be by yourself and study yourself and then make the choice, whatever way you can make that decision, that I am going to now, I know what's right, I just have not been able to do it, like Prabhupada told Dr. Kapoor, I know the formula. Dr. Kapoor said, make a potion which we will take and we'll all get love of Godhead by taking that potion, that drug. I know the formula. I haven't been able to mix it. So if you haven't been able to mix it yet, we all know the formula. We hear it every day from every speaker. We read the scriptures, we hear it from Prabhupada. If you haven't been able to mix it yet, then that's your call, that's your choice. You have to push on. You have to develop your resolve and your determination. No amount, I was spending a little time with the girls in the Vaishnava Academy, Vedic Vaishnava Academy. What is it called? Vaishnava Academy. And I began to realize as I was speaking that I'm speaking and they're sitting. I don't know if they're hearing or even listening. And I can't force them. It's totally voluntary. Everything around us, everything is just there as a kind of stimulus to prompt us. But at the end of the day, within our hearts, we have to commit to Prabhupada's service, to surrender. We have to, how are you doing? I'm dead. I died so many years ago. We have to die now to live forever. Just about fell on my head and killed me, right? That would have been prophetic. Sometimes I think people come to my classes just to see whether I'm still living or not. It's really an experience, I can't tell you. Anyway. My time is up, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Although it's coming through a lot of brain fog, still it's from my heart, so I hope I can contribute. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam.